Hello, Black Hollywood Live. It's your host, Ali Washington, coming to you today with a little bit of toil and trouble with this week's episode of Empire. Keep it locked right here. Jesus. I might.
Jesus,
don't tempt me with a good time,
girl. This song is probably the highlight of my night. I might dance.
Beat your shoulder.
Listen, shoulder. Hey. I need a pick me up like this for tonight's episode because I might just fall out. I might just die tonight. You guys, what's going on? It's your girl, Ali Washington, also known as Ali the Pub, your host of BHL's Empire After Show. This is season 3, episode 17, Toil and Trouble, and I'm joined here by my girls. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, guys, it's your girl, Paris Rose. You can find me on the gram and Snapchat at Paris Rose.
Hey, guys, what's up? I'm Katie Foley. You can find me on all platforms at KT Do What Now, and I'm really sad because this is my last show for the season.
It is your last show.
Oh, no.
We're going out with a party. Give me some lights one more time.
Yes.
We got a party one more time.
Hey. Shoulder.
Party over here. Nothing over there. Listen here. I'm very, very, first of all, I do want to say that I have thoroughly enjoyed you being a part of this panel. It's been great.
No, I've really enjoyed being a part of this panel. I'll be back next season. I'm just missing the finale.
Jeez, this is so much.
I know. It's very intense.
Oh, gosh. Well, it's been a lot. We're losing Katie this season already. With one episode left, we're losing other people, too.
Yes.
We know how Allie's feeling about it. She's taking it back.
Listen, my mind is, like, so heavy right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think that I've ever experienced being like a fan like this, like feeling this way as a TV show fan since like One-on-One went off.
One-on-One? Oh, you throw it like way back.
Moesha.
Okay.
I haven't felt like this, like, that was a shot to the chest. I haven't felt this way about TV really since Moesha.
Wow. Ooh, I can't say the same.
Yeah.
But you know too, like, you know, when you watch a lot of TV, of course you get embedded in a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. I don't really watch a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. I do like binge watching, so it's just like, oh, it's here today, gone tomorrow.
I get it.
But like Empire, I was excited about this.
Yeah.
And this, I'm lost for words. P, what you got?
I was shocked, but I'm pleasantly shocked because I didn't really like Tariq, so I wasn't too sad to see him go. I was just shocked at how he went there.
Yeah.
I mean, woof.
Yeah.
Mama.
I know, and we should have seen it coming with the sandwiches, with the glass.
Yeah.
Like, that was absurd. But, yeah, no, Tariq really won me over, because I wasn't a fan of Tariq
this episode,
either.
Though, they did that on purpose.
Yeah, of course. Pull at your heartstrings, man.
Because they definitely pulled mine, guys. When I literally, they'll tell you, when I saw that last scene, I threw my hands up. My
Allie
jacket fell on the floor.
I ran for the door. I had to hold her at one point.
I felt like somebody had just took my brother. Like, take me now, Jesus. Take me too. That's how I felt, y'all.
Yeah.
All right, let's start from the top.
Take me to the king.
Take me too. All right, so from the top, we open up. Of course, it's a recap of all the last episode, and we're still searching for baby Bella.
Yeah.
Yes. All right? Although we know where baby Bella is. Okay? And so we open up with basically really Cookie in the club cutting up in Vegas.
And looking fabulous.
Child, this was the best outfit I've seen Taraji in all season.
Yeah, I was going to say it's the best outfit I've seen. Oh, what's her? Forgot her sister's name now.
Who?
Carol.
What up, Tasha
what up?
Smith?
Yes. She looked fabulous.
That was fabulous, too.
Even Vivica looked nice. Her conservative look looked nice. The sisters were coming out.
Yeah. They were. Mm-hmm. They came to slay.
Yes. I wasn't a fan of Cookie's glasses, but the dress and the shoes.
You know Cookie got to be extra with accessory.
Yeah, a little extra. Yeah.
Yes. A little extra accessory. And so we open up with her kind of fooling the club, and then Lucius comes down. Well, first of all, Lucius is upstairs.
Right.
of course, breaking bread, which is what they normally
yes.
do.
Yes.
But he's breaking bread with Juliana, though.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. I'm like, she's still around? This is really a thing? Also, I have to mention, you pointed it out, Juliana looked very nice tonight,
she
too.
She did, too.
Nia Long in her nice yeah. green dress. She did look good. We have to give it to
it
her.
It was like a fashion show this episode. Yes. I liked Terrence Howard in his gray,
yes.
like, suit
Terrence
jacket.
Looked fine.
He looked great.
Really good.
I'm
you
so
know,
happy you got that haircut.
Yes.
I was going to say,
oh, my goodness.
They finally figured out a good hairstyle for him. That is his look. Just go with that. We don't need the perm look. We don't need the
ponytail. Who no rat tail. None of that.
Jesus, I guess she looked all right. But you know, growing up, my mom always taught me, we had a long table growing up, and she always said that the man of the house always sits at the head of the table, right? But she said, if you're ever in a situation, and this is so funny because I still do it now, whenever you're in a situation where you're walking into a room mm-hmm. and nobody's at the head table, you sit at the head.
I love that.
See, I'm always afraid of the head of the table.
Really? Because you like,
too much pressure. Yes, too much pressure.
Yeah, that's why it's always held down for the king. But it's funny, though, because Juliana was right. And it's kind of like the seating arrangement, period, mm-hmm. at a table. So I remember growing up, my dad was at the head. My mom was right to the right of him. Mm-hmm. And then everybody else just followed.
Right.
Me, my sister, like, according to age, it just, like, worked out that way.
I love that.
Ranking, almost, you know?
Yeah.
And Juliana was, I mean, right at the head with him.
Yeah. Yes. We had TV tables, personally. We didn't really have a table. Yeah. We would just, you know, park around the TV. But that's the Midwest for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up with just a mama. So my mom was the head of the table. And we were just baby kids around the table. Being loud. Yeah. Trying to sit at the edge of the seat. She's like, sit properly on the seat. That's how our dinners went.
Dude, it's so crazy. So I'm paying attention to this. I'm like, okay, so Lucius is at the head. Juliana's right next to him. And then you got baby girl, Charlotte, all the way at the other end. So I'm looking like table arrangements. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting to see him still messing around with Juliana as she stayed the course.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I mean, happy to know we shouldn't be talking about the teasers from next
time. Right.
Not yet, but I'm happy to know that really, because I kept asking, does Lucius really believe Juliana? And it shows that he doesn't. That this is his game. So
yeah,
I'm happy to know.
I think
that.
He has ulterior motives. Definitely. Yeah, to
always.
Get at Cookie and to get at Juliana.
But the thing about it, why get at Cookie? Cookie's been holding you down since the very beginning. She's not switched it up on you at all. She's only switched it up because of what you had played her way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why play with her?
I think he should leave her alone, but he did have to get back at her a little bit with Angela.
That's it. That's exactly it. Mm-hmm. It was Angela.
He should let it go now.
The Angela's done. And he knows that.
It.
And it ended tragically, too. Yeah, it wasn't like it was like, whatever, we're not talking anymore. It was definitely tragic.
Yeah, and he's prodding at her.
Lucius won that one. Doesn't everyone wish their ex kind of, you know, moves on and then moves on to sucky and end up relationship
oh,
like
God,
that?
Oh, God, yes.
Like, Lucius
my
got
ex
the win.
Did anyway.
Really? Like, you're like, oh,
sitting
you're
sitting up and
on?
Looking at me now. How you doing? Mm-hmm. Both of y'all. No, I'm joking. But, yeah, of course, you always want your ex to bounce back with somebody, like, less than.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
and
know,
so Lucius kind of got the win on this situation.
Yeah, yeah. Taraji was shook up, like, damn, she bad.
I can't
be mad at her, you know? So, whatever. So, that's that. They're at dinner. And then in walks Cookie, cutting a fool.
Right.
And so, Lucius makes his way downstairs because they have profile ID'd her. I'm like, what the crap?
Yeah.
But she can't be here. So, he walks down. He's like, hey, you got to go. That's why you're not allowed here. She throws freaking chips up and ruining the game,
mm-hmm.
only for it to rewind 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Right.
I said, Lord Lee Daniels, cut it out.
It was different directing in this this episode, this kind of like freeze pause type of thing.
Yeah.
So it was a different like
it was
a
almost like
team.
A music video or
something.
Yeah.
It must be a different team this episode.
I loved it though.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gave me enough in the front to where I had to be like, what?
Yeah,
right. What? We were just looking for Bella. What happened?
Yeah. Kept me hooked.
So 2 weeks ago, they're all trying to figure out exactly what is what, all the sorting, which was interesting from the jump street because we cut to Lucius and Juliana in the office chopping it up about everything, how everything is going to run, blah, blah, blah. And then Thirsty gets to grilling her about this safe or whatever. And then she goes on to say she doesn't trust him.
Yeah.
And Lucius fires Thirsty within the first minute of the episode.
Right.
That pissed me off. I was angry. The way off. Thirsty has been there, like, hiding dead bodies. Yes. He has been there for everything. And he really had the nerve to fire him after that.
Yep.
I thought Thirsty should have made a scene. But, you know, he actually went in a classy
he
way.
He did. He went really classy. And that's I was very just like, and I was skeptical about, too, because I was like, I wonder, did he already see this coming, or is this a him and Lucius thing? But you could tell that he was like, it was a shot to the life.
Yeah. I don't think he saw it coming.
He definitely didn't.
I didn't see it coming.
Because it was like, you going to fire me for her?
Yeah.
And you could see it on his face. And so, of course.
Yeah, Lucius acting like a bitch.
Right.
Right?
And so he dips off, and I'm like, bro, you are ruining it right now, bro. Jesus. So he ends up leaving. And from there, we cut over into, you know, Cookie really just like talking and trying to figure some things out, too, as far as what's going to, you know, occur. My biggest thing, though, Jamal and this album and Cookie is really, like, of course, behind it.
Right. Yeah.
Why would Andre, why is he not pushing his album?
Because isn't it, it's the album or Vegas? And he wants to push Vegas. Yeah. And so does Cookie. She wants to, no, she doesn't push, want to put Vegas. Cookie wants to push just the album, but it's kind of either or. It's either Vegas and Inferno or this album. Andre wants the money. He wants Vegas. He gets nothing from Jamal's album.
Right.
And I wonder why Jamal is just like, okay with this. I know he did the song with Lucius, you know, whatever. And maybe I'm just digging, but I just want to know what made him like, okay with the decision. Because I know Alden was rocking with Vegas at first. And then once things started unfolding, of course, you see different things. But it's still just like, why was he okay with just succumbing to, you know, fine, I'll just do Inferno. Why was that okay?
And I don't know if I missed something. I'm going to say, I actually think it's a good business deal. Because, all right, they do want all the attention on when Cookie met Lucius.
Yeah.
And both of them at the same time, people would have to choose who they like more. If they do wait, then Inferno gets to have its shine, and then Jamal gets to have his shine. So it could be a win-win money-wise. So I can see why Jamal would agree.
And I think, you know, Jamal had to go through this whole uphill battle of performing, and now he has this huge platform in Vegas, you know? And, like, the music, quite frankly, is better on Inferno for Jamal.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that song that he had, you know, the week before last was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. That bugged me. I just had to. I know that was random, but I just thought about it.
Team Cookie.
I know.
Dude. All right. So anyway, speaking of Team Cookie, everybody rallies up at Cookie's because she's invited Thirsty over saying, hey, we need to chop it up about some things.
Rolling eight deep.
First of all, the group was like random.
You could see it was weak.
But you could tell it was a little weak group.
Right. Like Cookie knew chicken?
Right. And I'm like, I know you know chicken, but you don't know chicken.
Right.
That was random.
Oh, my goodness.
And then who else I found to be surprising in this as well was Portia, because Portia is never in anything that they do. So that was strange. But the craziest thing of all the group was that Sean was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang, well, if he's not doing this because of Andre, that means he's really not a part of this plan either. So does that mean he's back with, like, whatever Lucius is doing?
No, I think he's just on his own thing now. I mean, him and Andre just cannot get along. But
because he almost spilled he did almost spill the beans, though.
It's true.
Right.
It is true.
He almost spilled the beans of Juliana, and that would not have been Cookie's business, and that would not have been a good thing for Cookie to know.
No.
It's true. Andre, I do agree. I think Andre was right in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Shine should have just cooled it. I get it. And, it's an ego, but...
Yeah, and I think Shine is just, like, you know, on some other shit because, you know... Dre and Nessa are done.
Mm-hmm.
So now Dre's not family.
Right. So it's not like I owe you nothing. Right. Like keeping it cool for him. I get you.
That's true. Just up and leave, like you were there.
He definitely up and left.
That fast? They got angry that fast. And then everyone follows after Shine. Yeah. How does Shine, just because Shine's gone
right
now?
Right. Shine's the leader of the pack. Well, when does that happen?
Of the thugs, he was.
Yes, he is.
Of the goons.
The goons. But why Hakeem leaves after Shine? Why Jamal leaves after Shine?
Like, that's true.
You guys were here for a reason.
I think Hakeem was upset because his mama was putting Bella on the back burner, too.
Yeah.
So but he probably agreed had to mixed show feelings. Up. He did.
They all agreed to show up and then instantly left. I was very annoyed, clearly.
Yeah, him and Jamal dipped out, and then Andre was right behind him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, who doing the plan?
Yeah, what was the point of coming in if you guys didn't want to really be there?
So anyway, so that's that case. Oh, we jump back over into Lucius trying to figure out where Bella is. Now, this was strange because he had told Hakeem he had somebody on it. Mm-hmm. He had told Cookie he had somebody on it, too. And she just kind of excused, like, okay, I know he's serious about this. Right. You know what I'm saying? But then we find out that is Tariq.
Yeah. Yes. I was so, like, how did he get this man over here?
Right. And I'm like, where did he find him?
Yeah. Right? Guantanamo Bay? Like, where has he been?
Where do you think he was?
Disney
no
World.
Idea. But he was somewhere looking much better because that facial hair, I don't know if he lost some weight or it's just the facial hair, but he looked much better.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to say.
He did. I'm just like, dude, you just sent him off with thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you just like, oh, I need Tyreek again. Here you go. Yes. Like,
he had a tracker in that money.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, which was strange. But anyway, so he comes in and they're talking and we find before their lunch date that freaking
Mama Leah
then went to fiddling and faddling and stuff and then tried to put some damn glass in his food and his lunch.
It was kind of funny. Lisa's like,
Is that glass?
Right.
I said, Jesus. And it's all cut up real fine, broke up real fine. I said, boy, he would have died.
Right.
Oh, right here, God. Right now.
And why didn't Lucius handle it right then and right there? I mean, you know, like, he was warned. You know, we were all warned. Not that I saw it coming.
Oh, Jesus. That hurt. I was like, dang, Mama Lee, you trying to, like, really, you got a person. But the thing about it is, I'm like, when did you get mad at him?
Tariq is Fatima, which is the side chick of her husband.
Right.
She calls him the bastard because she doesn't like this guy. She never liked Tariq because he's this, you know, symbol of the cheating.
But she always played the part, though.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm.
Because so I would have never thought it was crazy. That. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She always played the part. That's why this was just like, dang, you trying to kill him? Yeah. You was just in the doctor's office with him the other day. Like, y'all was cool.
Right.
You know, I thought your issue was with Anika, not with him. No.
It was all of them. If Anika could go, she would kill Anika.
And Anika was cool.
Yeah.
The real killer. Mama Lee is the real gangster.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus. And so from there, they make a, you know, kind of pact amongst each other. Hey, listen, the only reason I'm doing this because it's a, you know, a blood relation to me.
Right.
And we're going to have to get to it.
Yeah.
And so then we jump back, and Cookie is still assembling her new team. This one seems a little bit more together.
It does. Surprisingly, it does. Because the sisters haven't really had the best, you know, relationship.
Right.
But it actually seemed they were all good. Carol didn't seem like she was...
Sister.
She seemed healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Yeah.
I think it's more so the fact that they knew how big of a deal Angela was to Cookie. And so it's just like, whatever we got to do to take this man down, because he's trying to play with you. He done did it before. He's not doing it again. Not to my sister.
Right.
And so for them to kind of have that stand up about themselves, I was like, yeah, this is a squad. Yeah. Squad. I love it. And then we see freaking Becky done jumped in too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry, doing
what
that.
Is that symbol?
Right?
I'm like, does she get that? Because I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Girl, I know.
So I'm like, okay.
I thought that was like a Coke reference or something. Yeah.
I was like, somebody needs to come up with something else.
Right. They came up with that in New Jersey.
Right. That was very confusing.
Like, give me a real handshake because I'd much rather do that than that.
Right.
I didn't know what's happening. He has an itch.
Right, maybe in the bathroom.
Child. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that sign, somebody needs to work on that, okay, next time. But anyways, they're similar in the group. Everybody is, like, really deal, like, a part of it, in it to win it.
Yeah.
And Becky has the task of opening the safe because that's the objective. I am the safe. the safe. Funniest thing ever.
Yes.
Because I was like, girl, you better become one.
Especially Thirsty coaching her.
Yes.
Because also, this is the first time we see Thirsty not in his tacky suits.
Exactly.
Right.
He's in this, whatever, his casual wear.
Yes.
Being all this meditation guy. be one with the lock. I'm like, who is this thirsty?
Yes. 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 And where have you been?
Yes.
Yes. Well, he doesn't have to hide all those, you know, bodies. Yes. You know, he's not with Lucius, you know?
Girl.
He can relax. He looked like he was, like, on a beach or something and, like, needed a rum drink the whole episode.
Yeah. Girl.
I'm like, you're in New York?
Did I ever tell y'all about the Uber driver that I had one time here in Hollywood that looked like...
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I swear I thought it was him, and I was like... so excited, but I was like scared because I was like, you know, have y'all ever been to
taking me
seeing people outside of like TV shows, which is here in LA is very common. Listen, you'd be looking and beefing with people,
right?
Because I said I'd be scared to see Nia Long right now because I'm quietly beefing with her,
right?
You know what I'm saying? She's... Juliana head, and I'm beefing. I wonder would I be mean to her in person if I saw her?
I probably wouldn't. I just love her from Friday. What is it? Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
She just has too many good roles.
The Best Man.
Yes, right? I just can't forget about that. So I know she has an attitude now, but...
Nia, we need you on the show. Yeah. We got to clear up some things.
Yes, we do.
Some unresolved feelings, Juliana.
Yes.
Do y'all think she's going to be on the next season? Just a random question.
Well, according to the blogs, the gossip blogs, she's definitely not.
Yeah.
It was either Taraji or Nia, and they chose Taraji, of course.
Oh, man. I wouldn't mind seeing her next season.
I wouldn't mind either. She's the, like, a love-to-hate-her type character.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind her seeing. Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. But okay.
Getting back at Lucius.
Right. I need something. All right, so then we move on, and they finally get into the casino. Mm-hmm. Okay, because she's cracked the code, figured it out. Let's get it. Meanwhile, Tariq is still looking for Bella. All right. So they break into the safe. They're heading to Vegas now to try to put this plan to work.
Yes.
Which is what we saw, of course, in the first episode. And so they make it all the way to the last step.
Yes.
Then we go to commercial.
Right.
All right. Then Tariq comes back with this guy. Right?
Yeah.
And I guess who's the child protector? But really, he's not a part of Child Protective Services. He just forges documents.
Yes.
Yes.
So he must have forged what?
So he's kind of normally a good guy because he forges documents so people can take these orphans out of the orphan system. And so they don't have to, he calls them bottom feeders, so they don't have to end up being stuck there. So that's actually a good thing, except in this case, in this scenario.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and Tariq wasn't condoning what he was doing either. He's like, I'm doing this for you because you're my brother and I feel forced. Like, I feel like I'm in a corner, you know? Then it was so interesting to see that evolve to, you know, them coming together with the bottom
And whooping, that man.
Talking about brother every 2 seconds. You don't like that brother? No, brother. You want to do this, brother? Yeah, brother. Yeah. I'm like, all right, we get it. You guys are bonding.
Yeah.
Siblings I'm not always like, sister. Hey, sister.
Right. Yeah, me either.
No.
I love my sister, though.
But I'm not sister
I know you
too.
Do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know y'all do. And so anyways, they're whooping this guy's butt, right? Yeah. And so we dip off from that because Lucius has to go to a meeting, casino, I'm guessing.
Right.
Which is why he's busy at this point. And so anyways, they end up going to the casino. They get back to the last step, like we said. And we find out that the plan isn't working because freaking Carol ain't thug enough to do it.
Yeah, looking great, but you know.
Because the guy at the security guard ain't checking for.
Yeah.
He checking for Becky.
Right.
And so she done got booted to the left. So she just like,
That was hilarious. Yeah. Becky was challenged in so many ways with the cracking the safe. She felt like she couldn't do that. And then she did that. And then the having to flirt. She's like, I don't know how to do this.
Right. This is just so different. Right.
But then she did a pretty good job.
She really did.
Yeah.
Because she just like really opened the door.
Yeah.
You know? And Carol literally opened the door.
Yes, she
got
did.
Her butt inside of Juliana's office. She goes to the safe. She, you know. Then she gets scared, but she ends up doing it because Cookie talked her through it.
It really was like that whole part was like tower heist.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, how did you guys get these costumes?
Yes.
Yeah. How was everyone assigned their parts?
Yes. Were there auditions?
The most random thing, though.
Yes.
Portia with the blonde.
And like the light eyebrows.
Oh my God. Right?
I said, who did this?
Yes.
But it fit because if you're looking at it, you like, wait a minute, yeah. That was them.
You know? I didn't even notice chicken in the beginning. Yeah, I didn't even get that.
With the whole...
Yeah,
I saw that. I'm like, why is that man doing the thing to her? I didn't even realize that was chicken.
Right.
So good disguises. So,
and like, wouldn't you think the employees of the casino would recognize that there's a whole fleet of new people?
And then I was thinking, Lucius is not on his toes, because I would have figured he would have saw this by now.
Yeah. Yes.
And I was like, Lord, did they put that camera up with Juliana and then they see freaking Candace in the background?
Right. That's what I thought. He was going to see Candace or Carol. Because they're not in a disguise, but none of that.
God, and I wanted to see more of Juliana and, you know, Carol's husband.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like,
what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
You know?
Yeah, that's true. They never went back to that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Lee? You better have it in the next episode. Because Candace wasn't playing with her man.
No.
She said, I can't leave him back there for long.
Yeah.
She was in.
Yeah.
But you know the thing. Oh, wait. Pause. Because once they end up cracking the case, that he was in.
Was back.
He
That's
was in,
true.
And he was in the bus.
But we didn't get to see
That's
them.
True, but we don't know what went down.
Happened, yeah.
What went down.
So we'll never know.
Right?
We'll never know. She was seducing him, though.
Yes,
of course.
She was
flirting hardcore. That's her style. Right. Her and, what's her name? Andre. They both have this flirting to do business.
That's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why I think
business and pleasure.
Yes. Yeah.
Girl. So, anyways, Cookie's happy she's got these books. So, she's got a meeting with Miss Mormon Charlotte. Okay.
Yes.
So, she goes.
The Mormon.
And she freaking drops off the book. Charlotte is acting like she's super, like, oh my gosh, this is enough to put her away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only to find out Lucius is walking in once again with no damn
keys. No keys.
Lucius, where's your keys? I ever see this man with keys.
Oh, no.
My gosh. Just gets let in anywhere.
He walks in Jamal's house.
Right.
He walks in Hakeem's house.
Right.
He walks in Charlotte's office. Like,
yeah.
Where's your keys?
Right.
Anyway,
deleted scenes.
Hello, bloopers.
All the engines deleted
right.
scenes.
And so he drops his bag of money because he says that Cookie is threatening his game license.
Yeah.
Like, get out of here because you play with my money.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that money, here's that to cover up whatever you see right here in these ledgers. So, what's popping?
Right.
And Cookie is politely dismissed and she dips out. She goes back to talk about the situation, of course, naturally with her sons.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, he walks in.
Yeah.
And freaking Jamal lays down the news that he's not doing the album right now. He's going to go ahead and join Lucius on Inferno with the concert. What was through your head at that time?
I actually felt, I agreed with Jamal's decision, but I really felt bad for Cookie because she just can't seem to win. It's just blow after blow. Then Hakeem was on her about Bella. And I'm just, I actually liked Lucia sticking up for her in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Definitely
I was just
did.
Like, man, Cookie, I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I think that Jamal should have done it in a better way. I think that he should have, you know, met with Cookie privately, you know, and I think that he even had that kind of remorse. You could tell that after he told her, he was like, my nose is fucked up, you know? Like, I wish I had, you know, set some time with her, you know, sit her down, something, but, you know, to be there with Lucius.
And then in the moment with all the new, like,
all of them,
Pretty sucky, because I felt bad for my Cookie, too.
I know, Cookie was crumbling.
Man, she definitely was, and it was a sad sight to see.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she ends up going over to Andre's. Meanwhile, we cut over, because Tariq has a lead on where baby Bella is, because she's out walking with a, with the nanny, and she buzzes in. Mrs. Duval, we just got back from our walk in the park, and we're ready to come in.
Miss Duval is just, she's that comfortable with stealing a baby that she just leaves the baby with the nanny to wander around. Like, no disguise for baby Bella. She's just that confident.
Right.
I was, like, floored. Like, I already knew y'all had the baby, but Jesus Christ, you just going around the city with it on?
Yeah.
As if Hakeem ain't got this girl plastered everywhere.
Right. Exactly.
That was random.
I know.
And so, anyways.
Nanny's taking selfies with the baby around the park.
Yeah,
you
like
know,
chilling.
Checking in on Facebook.
And calls her Bella.
Yeah.
Don't even change her name. Girl, it's too much. And so, anyways, Tariq is on his way to tell Lucius, but Lucius didn't answer, and of course, because he's busy with his family affairs. So, Tariq is on his way to freaking go release the news. He comes in.
What Well, we can't forget they do have a bonding moment where they kind of agree that, like Lucius has said several times, you know, I'm really sorry.
It took us to get here, you know, all of this time. You know, they had, I mean, just in that moment, period, before I'd feel like, oh, okay, he's probably just trying to get Bella.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this situation seemed a lot more sincere and real. And I felt so bad because I was just like, dang, it has taken them a while to get here.
Yeah.
And it didn't have to take all of that.
No, and it felt like they really both put their pain aside.
Yeah.
You know?
And I was happy because I'm like, dude, once he tells them this, Lucius is going to be on day. This is going to be so epic. They're going to catch Bella together. Like, this is going to be
great. I was already making predictions just like you. I'm like, this is going to make them bond. They're going to be close.
And he was like, he said, you want something to drink? No. You're not Mormon, are you? He's like, no, I'll go ahead and give you a drink. Mm-hmm. So, bro, once I tell you who took Bella. Then in comes Mama Leah with the kill, bro.
With the not even caring face.
Trick don't kill my vibe. You killed my vibe, Mama Leah.
Zero.
How?
Yeah.
How could you? Mm-hmm. Who wrote that?
Right? She was practicing on those apples all the beginning of the season.
She's like, okay.
Okay.
You know how this works.
Yes.
I just did not feel. It made me want to cry. It made me mad. And then I was like, I don't know who I'm mad at. I don't know if I'm mad at Mama Leah or if I'm mad that Lucius even called him back to even circle back. You should have just left him alone.
Yeah.
Then I was mad at Tariq because I was like, dang, you wouldn't even be in this situation had you not been trying to ruin people's lives.
Yeah, that too.
Then I got mad at Anika because Bella wouldn't even be here had she not been sleeping around on Lucius with his son, me and Caddy. Just got mad at everybody.
It's a ripple effect.
And then Hakeem should have never been messing with Anika had he just been staying true to Laura.
No.
I can keep going. But I'm not. Y'all, my feelings was hurt, though. Honestly, R.I.P. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Pour a little liquor out for it.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Imaginary liquor.
Like your imaginary hiccup water. Y'all, I don't know how to feel. I'm like, literally, y'all saw my reaction. Just drop jacket, stand up for a second, count to 10. I don't know. Katie!
I wish you guys could have seen Allie, though, she saw that scene. Oh, it was too funny.
Because I just wasn't expecting it.
Her jaw went to the floor. She ran to the door. She was head on the door, like, can't even look at the screen.
Y'all
came to me, held her for bed. I mean,
it was real.
Damn.
Y'all, because I feel like I lost a family member.
I know.
To another. I felt like I don't know how to feel. Mm. And then looking at Lucius's face, I was like, bro, he doesn't know how to feel.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. I felt hurt for Lucius. I'm like, man, he was actually looking forward to this relationship.
And he was looking forward to that answer, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and he was saying that he was going to give Tariq a business deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how will they find out now about baby Bella? Maybe they'll just see her strolling around in the park.
I'm hoping that the Hakeem community comes forward. Team King.
Well, I don't think baby Bella is the only one could be missing. I think Mama Leah might be missing. Next episode.
Listen, because I'm like, geez. Okay, so after Lucius is, of course, flabbergasted at this, like, lost for words, the preview shows us that he's back at it and happy and on stage. So that's weird.
Right. Well, it's Lucius.
Right. And then we see Juliana has some issues because she's confused as to what's going on because Empire clearly signed some big deal.
Yeah.
Apparently. And Cookie questions him and says, well, who's going to be the queen who's going to be taking with you? And then he, I guess, chooses Cookie.
And do we get like a little bit of a teaser of him proposing?
Girl, I don't know. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, is this a proposal or is this another part of the company that he's offering her?
I know.
Yeah.
Just say yes. You get what I'm saying? We've been together. You've sacrificed so much for me. I want to give you X amount of this deal.
Right.
Just say yes. You know? That's what I'm thinking. I think that they led us on to make it, like, make us think that it was an engagement.
Right.
But I'm telling you something. If he engaged or if he proposes to freaking Cookie next episode, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might just cry.
You're already crying. You're already getting ready for it. Mm-hmm. Jesus. So we're getting into predictions, huh?
Yeah. Yes. All right. I'll let y'all go. Go ahead, P.
Think for sure the finale, we will see the end of Juliana. Mm-hmm. We will see the beginning, the flourishing of Vegas, and I forgot Eva Longoria's character.
Charlotte.
I think she'll be there, and she's going to be...
She's doing great, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think her and Dre are such a hot couple.
Mm-hmm. She said that. Yeah. Obviously, Nessa is way out the picture.
Yes.
All of these people are out. You were right, too. I think Tiana, Hakeem, all the relationships are pretty much ending.
Right.
Oh, crap. So we have Tariq gone. The mom, I don't know what's going to happen to the mom. I don't know how they're going to explain this murder. Maybe, who can they? Can they frame someone? Can they frame Juliana? No, right. I don't know.
Weren't they going to frame, weren't they framing Anika?
Anika for killing Tariq.
Yes. Why are they framing Anika, though? Is it for Andre? Like,
I think Andre's behind it.
Yeah.
Got to be.
It has to be
Andre. They should pay that.
Yeah. Because at the moment, they're on good graces with Anika. They think she's doing good, so.
Right. That's your... And then she was wearing the wire and stuff.
Yeah. If it is Andre's plan, I'm going to have to say...
I think it's going to be.
Bravo, it was genius. Andre. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I think I'm done.
Gosh. I think that Mama Leah is going to be... I mean, Lucius has got... He's going to make her... Hey, mm-hmm. You know, like, definitely. I think that Jamal is going to prosper in Vegas. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how him and Cookie are going to be able to bridge that gap. But maybe with Lucius and Cookie coming together, if they are coming together, then, you know, all of those, you know, people that had left Cookie in the dust, her family, everybody, you know, maybe that they'll have a kumbaya moment or something. Because mm-hmm. Lucius obviously was a catalyst for all of that. Yeah.
That's that.
Ooh, Mama Leah is gonna suffer bad, probably upstairs in the room, locked up by herself for a very long time. He's not letting her out nowhere.
Or a crazy home again.
Yeah, or back to the crazy home, one of the two. Mm-hmm. But this time he's leaving her in there for sure.
Yeah, starve her.
Because the thing about it is, and we can't be forgetful of this, Thirsty is not in the picture.
Oh yeah. Right.
So they're gonna have to handle all this stuff alone, by themselves, like back to square one. But when you got somebody, you're accustomed to somebody else doing it for so long, like it just happens, you know? So they're going to start feeling the loss of Thirsty.
Yeah.
And I think that they're probably going to bring Thirsty back at the end of the episode.
Sure. And I bet Cookie will. That's Cookie then bridging that gap with,
Because everything that happened while Juliana was there is kind of like null and void. Right. So we're back to square one because this is our family and this is how we rock and this is the empire, you know, as they do. I think that for some reason, I feel like Hakeem, this may be very extreme. No pun intended. Empire extreme.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that Hakeem is going to be live one day and somebody is going to send him a picture or like something of Bella. These walks happen often.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This ain't no like once in a lifetime. Oh, we just decided to go for a walk today.
Right.
No.
Right.
It's cold where y'all at. You make time for that.
Okay.
One of his fans is going to see it.
Yeah.
And either the fan, I doubt the fan be like aggressive about it, like going to just get the baby and going.
But take a picture.
But definitely take a picture and say, this baby looks just like Bella. I saw her here. That's what's going to happen with that. But Angelo's going to get his ass kicked this episode. I just feel it. He's going to come back.
Unless Angelo is the one to, you know, spill the beans. I mean, he did seem really remorseful.
I don't think he's gonna spill it on his mama though.
I thought he was, but I thought by now he would have already. They're going on walks and stuff. That means that this is too normal.
That's true.
I'm disappointed in Angelo.
Ooh wee. This is tough, guys. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I just know that this season finale, episode 18, boy, I'm all for it. I think that I am. I gotta take my I gotta take a pill.
Yeah. literally a chill pill.
Child, literally to just relax and watch this episode in peace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I don't know if I'm gonna be able to take it. Jesus. Anyways, I enjoyed the night with you guys. Yes. I enjoyed our last recap. Katie Bug.
I'll be back next season. Just missing the finale.
Indeed. She's going off and doing some big stuff career-wise. Mm-hmm. I'm super duper proud of you. Thanks. And everything that you're doing.
Thanks.
You made me proud, sister. All right, guys. Well, this has been Season 3, Episode 17, Toil and Trouble. I'm your host, Allie. You can catch me across all social media platforms at AllieThePub.
And it's me, as always. I'm Paris Rose. You can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at Paris Rose.
And Katie Foley, my last episode for the season, but I'll be back next season. Follow me on every platform, but don't stalk me at KT Did What Now.
There you go. And we will be back, you guys. One more episode.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.